WRCA and WRCA-FM, New York.
Transcribe.
Your Chevrolet dealer, whose Motoramic Chevrolet for 1955 is stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars, brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinah Shore Show. And here she is, Miss Dinah Shore.
We go to church early in the morn. The birds are singing in the trees. The clothes we wear are very worn. We're wearing them out at the knee.
Yeah!
The house is old, the dishes are worn. The Bible is hard to read.
Oh, yeah.
But the Spirit's there as sure as you're born. We get all the comfort we need. Oh, hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells? They are ringing out the glory of the land. Hear them bells. Don't you hear them bells?
Happy New Year greetings from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. In just a few hours, we'll have a brand new year on our hands. How about that? You know, the last moments of an old year seem to be such wonderful moments. I guess it's because they're so full of quiet kindness for all lang syne and bright hopes for all the new tomorrows. Anyway, it's a great feeling, isn't it, Frank?
Sure is, Dinah. These are moments of true perspective, I think, when the past and the present and the future are all in focus.
Hey, we better watch out. We're going to say something profound here. Neither one of us will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know already.
Gee, and I thought I was the one. Here's something we both know about, Frank. It's the big hit song from Irving Berlin's White Christmas picture, Count Your Blessings. May not be profound, but it has plenty of simple loveliness.
And it goes very well with New Year's Eve, too.
It does indeed. Let's start counting, shall we?
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. If my getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly hairs, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Say, Dinah, after we've counted our blessings, we ought to be ready for some New Year's noise making, don't you think?
Oh, we certainly should, all right. Now, look what we've got for midnight. Snappers! And noisemakers. And horns, too.
Great, Dinah. And I've got another horn to add. That is the horn of a Chevrolet truck, impatient to make one more job easier and more economical for its owner.
In fact, all year long, truck users everywhere will be celebrating the hour-saving and dollar-saving advantages of America's number one truck. And though we don't like to blow our own horns, it's just a matter of record that as New Year's come and go, Chevrolet trucks remain the choice of more users than any other. The 1955 editions of these brawny cargo carriers have all the first-choice truck features so necessary to money-making operation. Yet Chevrolet is the lowest-priced truck line of all. So if trucks mean business to you, let your Chevrolet dealer point the way to a new year of profit with Chevrolet trucks. First in sales, because they're first in value.
When it comes to saying so long to an old year, a lot of reasons why you hate to see it go suddenly come to mind, don't they? There's one wonderful thing about these old years that pass on, though. They always leave plenty of happy souvenirs behind. From a musical standpoint, there's one that 1954 is going to leave. It's a real Jim Dandy. It's a rhythm and blues hit that Frank Duvall and the boys in the orchestra worked out a jet-propelled arrangement on. So before you tear off that page in the calendar, fasten your safety belts because they're all ready to shake, rattle, and roll.
Thank you, Dinah. I hope we can continue to do things that earn your enthusiastic praise all through 1955.
Oh, well, that's noble sentiment. Why don't you make a resolution to that effect?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dinah, I'm not making any resolutions this year.
No resolutions? Frank, New Year's just isn't New Year's without resolutions.
But you don't understand my problem, Dinah. You see, if I make a resolution, I'll probably break it. And if I do, it'll make me so mad that I'll start talking to myself. And that's where the danger lies.
What danger, Frank?
Well, I know the harsh things I'll say to myself, and I just don't take that kind of talk from anybody.
Well, now that's a problem. Now, I know that Art Baker can always be depended on for a sensible resolution. What do you suggest, Art?
Well, Dana, I'll tell you. Frank's been kidding you. Actually, each of us has made a few serious resolutions of his own. But we made one jointly, and I'm authorized to present it now, to wit. We resolved to persuade Dinah to make the same resolution she made last year, and we further resolved to join with her in expressing it all year long.
Right.
You know, it's a real good idea. Last year, I resolved that if I ever heard a tune as good as I believe, I'd sing it every chance I got. Here's my chance to keep it.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in that great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know
because it's New Year's Eve and everybody's making resolutions, our producer and director, Dick Mack, had an inspiration and wrote the following new and timely words to this beautiful melody. I resolve in time of need, through storm and strife, I shall be strong. I resolve to keep my head and spirits high when things go wrong. I resolve that I'll protect our nation's worth, the greatest land on all the earth. I resolve to guard the health and comfort of the ones I love. I resolve to earn the countless blessings of the Lord above. I resolve to cherish our democracy, the precious land of liberty.
Dick Mack. And now here's our favorite old acquaintance who won't be forgot, by golly, because he has a special reminder for all of us. Give us the word, Mr. Baker.
That I will, Dinah. I want to remind our audience that only the best of your Chevrolet dealers' used cars earn the exclusive Red OK tag. The tag that tells you they're carefully inspected, thoroughly reconditioned, and warranted in writing by the dealer. For extra mileage and extra value, look for OK used cars. Sold only by Chevrolet dealers. Dinah will be back on this station Wednesday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too. Presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your paper for time and station. And now, here's Dinah again.
On behalf of Chevrolet and the Chevrolet dealers all over America, I want to express the wishes of every member of our radio family that every member of your family will enjoy the best of health and happiness in 1955. And I hope to increase your joy every time I invite you to see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to come. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Night, everybody. See you Wednesday.
Happy New Year!
Hear Frank Sinatra with your favorite hit tunes tonight on the NBC Radio Network.